That's. This doesn't matter. It's four lines down. We'll start from the top of the page. Tanashin Gomel Meratim Bishlosha. Judgment is a three, Bishar Bishnaim, a compromise even with two, because it's arbitration. Yavakach Abshar Mikach Adin. There's an advantage in compromise over judgment. Shishnaim Shidon Yichoyim Lach Zabarem. Two individuals who judge the case, then litigants Karine, because it's not a proper basin. Two individuals made a compromise, there's no reneging because it was binding arbitration. Okay? I think we could do that. Somebody who rapes or seduces, etc., we said in our Mishnah that the case was a case where we're dealing with seduction and rape, but the three judges suffice. Okay? There's actually what the Gemara is going to say, actually what I just said is not accurate. If you take a look back in the Mishnah, it says, okay? So the question is in fact, what we're actually going to thrash out now is that the Chachom only argument to Shemra, and why? All that's going to be discussed. Okay. It says in one of the Chachomim, by a woman who is betrothed, there's a machlokas. Reimer says she loses her ksuva on the basis of three witnesses. In other words, we can divorce, so to speak, the case of her losing her ksuva from the case of her death penalty. Right, a death penalty you need 23. The loss of her ksuva can be discussed by three judges, and we can draw a dichotomy between the two cases. No. The place where she's stoned, that's where she loses her ksuva, so therefore you're always in order. Even to cause the loss of ksuva, you need to have 23 judges. Because, by definition, if you're causing her to lose her ksuva, it's because you're saying that she was adulterous, and that's a capital crime. Okay? Avol v'maytzi shemra, but in terms of v'maytzi shemra, a person, a husband who says that his wife was not a psul when she was married. Kol ama moidu, everybody can see, it's putting the word the low here, the girl in the front puts it down on the front the bottom. The low, mokum sha'edim diskolim sham abao loikim noisim meyasela. We can draw a distinction. The edim are the ones who get stoned to death. Right? The girl does too. But we're talking about the husband who brought lying witnesses. We draw a dichotomy. The judgment of the husband who tried to frame his wife, that's only a monetary claim. He gets flogged, but it's only a monetary claim and flogging, so therefore you can use three judges for that. It's the Edom Zomim who are put to death. For that you need 23. But you can divide the case since it's two separate people, actually, a person versus the two people who are witnesses. So if you can divide up their cases and try the husband with three and the Edom with 23. I like the Nam Rus, where it's the same person, where you're causing the loss of Suva, and if it's true what you said, then she actually would lose her life, it's the same person that has to be 23 throughout, no matter what aspect of the course you're discussing, the case you're discussing. But here you can divide up the two sets of defendants, the husband versus the Edom, and the Edom are required 23, but the husband will suffice always with three. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bun Bereserman said, "Hain that case again." The Bagir Fine throws in the word "delo." Hain delo tnisa palka. In a case where there is no machlokas, at avi pliga palka, you're making a machlokas. Right? This is the way to learn it. Elamoti shema plige. The machlokas is only by moti shema, not by narum rosa, as we will see presently. Rabbi Meir says that you divide up the cases. The husband can get flogged and pay his $100 on basis of three witnesses. The witnesses are put to death on the basis of 23. There are two separate cases. Rabbon and Molin, as the rabbis say, Malcolm Shay, the same case, the two sides of the same case, and then Malcolm Shay, Miskolam Shah, Baal Legis, it's a place where the Edim are stoned for having borne false witness. That's where the husband is flogged, because he orchestrated this effort. They always need 23. Avol Nara Murasa, but regardless, by Nara Murasa, nobody disagrees. Everybody agrees. Since where she's stoned, she loses her ksuva. Therefore, you always need 23, even for the loss of ksuva case. The side of Rabbi Mana, Rabbi Mana said, well, they do have a machlokas by the case of Namros, is going to Rabbi Zeira. It's going to Rabbi Zeira, who we'll see momentarily. But Rabbi Yosef Abuna says they don't have a machlokas in that case. The only machlokas by the chairman is rather like Rabbi Avo. In the following case, Revo Shor Revo has Shor Nisko Rabbi Meir, Shor Nisko an ox who's going at the corner of Meir, Mao Shiitan. So there's two issues there. The owner pays for the reparations for what his ox did, you know, the co-fair for his ox having killed, and also his ox gets killed. So according to Rabbi Avo, we can divide up the two elements of the case. He queries, maybe we can divide into two elements of the case. Can we pay the money based on 3 and stone based on 23, right? Which is, in essence, the way Rabbi Mana was saying that we can divide up the two elements of the case, even though it's the same person. I mean, the same ox. So just like by Naram Rasa, Rabbi Mana contended you can divide up the two parameters, the parameter of Ksuva from her stoning, so to by Shornisko is contending perhaps you can divide the two. And Rabbi Yisrael Bun says, no, I'm only Rabbi Yisrael Bun, Shornisko Kula Mamanu, the truth is Shornisko, if you look at it in the broader sense, it's entirely a monetary case. Because it's not really a capital crime, right? Because it's an ox. It's an ox who gored, right? What does the Torah say? Xeris Akosim, she eats Akos. Xeris Akosim, she should be stoned with 23, right? But nevertheless, that Xeris Kosov extends to all the money involved. In other words, it's precise because it's entirely a money case, so it extends to all the money involved. Therefore, you need 23, both on the stoning of the ox and on the payment of the kofar. So too by Naram Rosa, you would say that wherever there's whatever the nature part of the case is, the nature of the entirety of the case, and there too you need 23 in the entirety of the case. That's not such a glatt comparison. Because obviously, by Narmos, it's not Kulo Mamon or Kulo Nefoshos. As by Shoniska, by definition, it's Kulo Mamon. But alright, but the Gemara is willing to make that comparison and say that Rimona is like Rabbi Yossi Rabun, who says that whatever part of the case requires is what the entirety of the case
isn't
requires.
Isn't Shoniska really supposed to be exchange for the Baal Hashor? Is supposed to be Shoniska?
Yeah, but that's true. That's the Xeris Akosov. That's the Xeris Akosov. That's really the time of the Krah. Masking, but that's really the reason the Pasuk gives for what it's for the Chiddush. But once the Chiddush is there, so that means, you're saying it's true.
Yeah. I'm trying to tie it in with the Nara Morasa.
That it's not Kulo Momen. Okay, could be. I mean, it's nice what you say. The problem is the world doesn't say it. I'm happy to accept it from you, but the problem is that the Yerushalmi doesn't say that. Okay, says the Mishnah further. Makos Bishlesha, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Shlosha, flogging is 3, Rabbi Shmuel says 23, of course, because you can kill the guy. Ibra Chaydesh, I mean, potentially he can die under the flogging. Ira Chodesh, making a leap month, that means 29, 30 days. Bishlesha, it's with 3 judges. Ibra Shana, making an extra month. Bishlesha, it's with 3 judges. Ibra Meir. Shingomer, Bishlesha, Maslin, you start with 3 judges. The Chamisha, Nesim, and Nesim, they discuss it with 5 judges. The Garden B'Sheva, and he completed with seven judges. The Garden B'Shalesh, if they went from beginning to end with three judges, Mil Beres, then it still works. Mar is going to discuss all these matters. Very powerful. The Baal and Yerushalmi, most of these things are almost identical. Smicha says Kenim, doing smicha, giving smicha to the next generation of scholars. Arifa says Egla, wringing the neck of the Egla Arufa when you find a murder victim. Shlosha requires three witnesses. Divir Rabbi Shimon. It's called Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Yehuda Omer v'chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda says that by Egla Rufa it's five because he learns that v'samchu is two, zikne is two, and no base, no even balance base in the five. Chalitza to undergo chalitza union for a child bride to repudiate her marriage. Shlosha it's three. Netter Vai, the redemption. Now, this is not really a court case, but rather the reckoning of the value. We're on page 6, second line. Netter Vai, the reckoning of the value of the fourth year of the orchard, which has to be redeemed, and the fruit, the money used to buy fruit in Yerushalayim. Umayzer Sheni, and also a case of Umayzer Sheni, Shein Dom Viduim, where the value is not known, but Shlosha needs three people to estimate its value. Hekdeshos, reckoning the value of Hekdesh for purposes, for redemption purposes, also Bishleshos with three. Barochin Amatalim, reckoning the values of movable objects for the purpose of giving their value to Beis Hamikdash is also Bishleshos three. One of them has to be a coin. Karkos, when you reckon value of real estate for the purpose of Hekdesh, then Tisha of a coin, nine people plus one coin, ten altogether. Vodim, when you reckon the value of individual for giving to Hekdesh, all them kids are in the same halach applies to human beings. Din of Parshas Besim Mishleisha, capital crimes, there were 23. Haroveya, a person who has homosexual relations, and he's on the giving end. Vanirva, a person who has homosexual relations, and he's on the receiving end. Besim Mishleisha, it's 23. Shemet says, Varaklis, Isha Vesa Behema. Oh, no. Sorry, it's not homosexuality. Sorry, bestiality. Wrong crime. Okay. Arveha Vanirva. What?
You're close.
Okay. Arveha Vanirva. It's Vasimish Loshes 23. Shemet says, Varakas Isha Vesabema. So even the animal is 23. Robea is the human being. Nirva is the animal. My apologies. So that's 23. Shneimar Varaklis Ishav Esavim. You kill the woman and the animal with the same parameters. Voimen Etzes Vesabeim Atarogu. Obviously teaches us whatever side the animal is on, the receiving side, the giving side. The animal is 23, just like the woman. Okay. Shor Nitzkal, the ox who was stoned to death because he killed an individual. Vesivish Shlosha 23. Shemit says, Ashreska v'kamba love you must, like you mentioned before. The ox is the stone, and also its master has dies, can put to death, which of course not literal. Kemisa sabailim, just like you put the master to death with 23. Kachmisa sashor, so too the ox is killed with 23. Hari, a lion, vazev, a fox, a wolf, vadoiv, a bear, vanomer, a tiger, vabailos, a hyena, I think it is, Barnochosh and a snake, we saw some in Shlosha, they're all the animals, 23. Rebelezim are not true, these animals, call Kodim Lorgot Zocha, since they're dangerous. Anybody can cut the rein and kill them, so it's chus.
They kill. What did you say the nomer
was? What?
What did you say the
nomer
was?
A leopard? Did I say tiger? I meant to say leopard.
I don't know what you
said. A leopard. Leopard. Okay. Tiger, leopard, a big cat.
Now, these are animals that kill.
Yeah, sure.
But isn't that their nature to kill? So
that's why you shouldn't need 23. That's the second time his opinion, right? That's Rabbi Lezer. It says Kohen Lord Gazoch, they are narrowly dangerous, they don't have to be judged. Okay? They're not B'nai Tarbus. They can't be civilized. Akiva Mammy Sussim is Lezer Kiva says they're killed by the basis of 23. And the Gemara is going to discuss what the difference is between him and Tanakama. Basically, the difference is a nochash. He says everyone except the snake is 23, but a snake, that's really the pits. Okay. Says the Gemara further. So for sure he kills his boss. Revo, boy, Revo stated. Okay, there's a statement, Revo. Pnei Moshe and Mechamayim don't learn that way, but they're wrong. Revo, boy, when he stated, Makos Mesim Vishlesha, flag is 23. Why? Parmisha Mesim Makos, because sometimes he can die from his wounds. Vareish, both in the apostles, and that would make it into a capital issue. Bar Kapar Shamakulam, Bar Kapar learned all the Dayanim. By Kiddush HaKadosh, remember we said there are three, you start with three, then you go to five, then you go to seven. You learn it from Me'adar, from this pasuk, also in the Bavli. Yivrecha Hashem Yishmarecha. There are three words. Mikach Meshach Mishlash, from this we deduce three judges to begin with. Yuhar Hashem Manelach Avichanecha. That's five words. Mikach Mikach Nosim Venosnim. V'shachamisha. That makes it five to discuss the case. Yisah Hashem Panavilach Hashem Luchash Shalom. That's seven words. From here we see that the pronouncement is with seven. Nothing. Yeah, that's the obvious question. The answers are not obvious. Okay. Send more further. He heard all these from Me'adah. You learn it the same, you're not going to like this any better. Well, you might just like this a little bit better. You learn the 3-5-7 bit from here. Vaykach Avat Avachim is one of the Jewish courts. It says the butcher took his shloishes shermei asaf, the three bodyguards of the king. Vaykach Meslin and Bishloishes. From here we learned that you start with three. Chamisha Noshim Elberoi Pnei Melch. Then it goes on to say five, though people will see the king. Vaykach Noshim Elberoi Chamisha. From this we learn five. Vaykach Noshim Elberoi Pnei Melch. Then it says later on the seven people. There. From here we learn that you finish with seven. So it's perhaps a little bit more palatable because here we're talking about the counselors and adjudicators before the king. See the levels 3-5-7. Okay, man, I don't know if that makes it any easier for you.
No, it's not a matter of easier. Just the obvious question: what is
Birchas Kohanim? Right. Okay. I don't know if you that. Rabbi Yenison said, "Mikan the Sanhedrin Gadol shall call Yisrael." From these psukim in Yirmi Amalachim, we learned that the Sanhedrin Gadol had 70 people. Now, so because it says, first of all, in Yirmi, it says, "Vekas Sarat Abachim." The butcher took Esraya Kohen Arosh, Esraya the head Kohen. That's one. That's Spadia Kohen. That's the second Kohen. Arishtain. That's two. The Shimon Oshim Roy Pnei Melch. The seven people see the king. That's Aretisha. V'shishim mishmi amaretz. He took 60 people from the amar ratzim. Hareishim v'chaser echad. That's 70 minus 1, 69. Umir sorry second. Then he took from the city a certain eunuch. Hareishim from this we see 70. So istani tani. Those learned from the paskim malachim shivim v'echad. There actually was 71, including the head of Sanhedrin. That's really what it depends on. He took as shlosha shomer asaf the three guardians of the gate, b'shir roi pnei melch, and the seven people who see the king. That's 11 himself, the three and the seven. B'shishim ish. Oh no, he doesn't include himself. I'm sorry. No, sorry, the boy does include himself. B'shishim ish miyam aretz. He here it has the extra. Instead of the two people before, the two Kohanim here, that's the three Shomer Asaf. That's what it is. That's what gets up to 71. Okay? Instead of two at the beginning, we had three in the beginning. And that's the 60 people from the cities. And Amina, that's 670. Amina, here, look how sorry Sechon. From the city, he took one Sris. Vareshi Echon is 71, which includes, and with 70, it all doesn't include the head of the Sanhedrin. It's 71 includes the head of the Sanhedrin, okay? Because he's like, you know, Vice President Cheney, Lahavdil. That he's not really part of the Sanhedrin, but he's like a tiebreaker and such like. So,
what's the significance of the
Swiss? Tomorrow's going to ask that. Say so tomorrow. First of all, also,
I don't think the Swiss was in the Bible.
Oh, this was not in the Bible. That's true. Now, Swiss actually is a difficulty because you're right. It's not in the Bible. Sris put the psukim around the Bavli. I assume I've come across the pasuk Malachim before, but I don't remember it certainly. Since last time we learned Lachim Beis, really time flies. Last time I learned the Lachin Beis, I shudder even to repeat this. Chidon Tanach. I don't shudder to repeat it because of the tape. Not because of that. No. But because it was in 1978. I haven't learned Malachim Beis since 1978. Isn't that embarrassment? 22 years. I'm not that old, so therefore I know the rest. Yes. So, when was the last time I learned Malachim Beis? Go ahead, you can brag.
No, I'm not going to brag. It was in the 80s.
In the 80s, okay.
But it was in the 80s.
Yeah. So, okay. 1978. I never finished Tanakh. I admit that, to concede that I never learned Nevi'im Achronim, most of that. But I have no clue. Okay. Here I am learning Yerushalmi, but Tanakh is a closed book. Anyway, says the Gemara, it's typically Yeshiva Bachar, right? What a Sritz of Pram, because the only point is Sritz actually be a Sanhedrin. They have to be able to have kids, right? So you don't have to have kids, but you have to be able to have kids. So it says, Aloma Kriya Sritz, why is it called Sritz? Shemisari says Aloha, because he's the head man. And he twists Aloha. Now that's, it meant here not in a negative sense, but in a positive sense, meaning that he's the one who's the most expert in taking the nuances of Aloha and applying them and distilling them.
So he's not a physical Sritz.
No, he's not a physical Sritz. No. Okay, that's what I want to say.
This
Russia
is in the
Bible. I'm sorry, Salah. Yeah, that, I think you're right. I mean, you are right, obviously. Because of Bechor and Mechamisha, one Pasuk says five. That's Pasuk in Yirmiyah, says that there are five. Melachim says there are five Roy Pnei Mel. And the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says that there's seven. Because of Bechor and Shiva. So, Levish Nesav are there on him. So, actually, it includes the two scribes. The scribes want to write Divrei HaMechayvim and want to write Divrei HaMezakim. So you have the five includes two scribes. Leiskan Ibra Chodesh. It says in our Mishnah, Ibra Chodesh. Ibra Chodesh you don't do. How does an Ibra Chodesh happen? Shemir for Sech the Rosh Hashanah. How does a month get 30 days?
A non-decision.
A non-decision by default. When no witnesses come or Beis Din doesn't accept witnesses. So when a man says Ibra Chodesh Mishnah, really means Kiddush HaChodesh, because Kiddush HaChodesh is on the 30th day, right? After Shmuel died, 9 days elapsed, then Beis Din actually makes a conscious involvement, right? Shmuel Amar, Ein Kiddush HaChodesh Pachos Me'Asar, you can't do Kiddush HaChodesh with less than 10 people. Now, some of these people are extras, that they're not there in order to participate in the decision. The decision is made by three, but you need 10 people present to have a minion, okay? So if that's the case, if they're not really necessary, can you use chaverim, not tamid chachamim, but chaverim, a lower level of individuals to make up the minyan as filler material. Rabbi Yisrael said, chaver avina. I was a chaver, meaning obviously when he was younger, before he became the great Rabbi Yisrael, he was a youngster. And v'ale Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak l'kiddush hachodesh. He took me to kiddush hachodesh. I don't know. I don't know if I was part of the count of 10 or not. Says Mar Pshita Lo Solik. So obviously he wasn't part of the minion. What do you mean? Loma, why? Begin to have a chasne. Why was it obvious that he wasn't part of the minion? Is it because he was the son-in-law of Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, and therefore son-in-laws don't count because they're like possible because Kent's in court with their father-in-laws? Or is it because Mishum she'ein chavrin and the chlas in kiddush chodesh because chavrim did not go into kiddush chodesh. We don't know what the reason was.
You know, I can't imagine that being a relative would be a psul in this case because the aidim are psulim by kiddush chodesh. We still go ahead and make kiddush chodesh based upon apostle aids.
No, we don't. No, we don't. We say they should come anyway, but we don't take them. I'm pretty sure about that.
I think that's a big solution of
Kiddush HaKodesh. I don't think so.
You couldn't be right.
Okay, it happens. I am right occasionally. Says the Gemara further. Says the Gemara weiter. Says the Gemara. Pshita the. I'm right, Kara. I said, Chaver Avin, I was also a youngster. And I was part of the count. Now, truth is here, Chaveim, by Rabbi Kana, he wasn't so young when he came there. So he was really accomplished scholar, but he never got real smicha. You know that, right? Because he was a Babylonian Rav Kahana. That's how very often in the Bible, Yerushalayim is called Kahana, right? Not Rabbi Kahana, because he never got real smicha. So could be here, Chaver means not in age or in stature, but rather purely in the fact that he doesn't have smicha. Okay? Because we all know he didn't have smicha. Says the Gemara, that's going to be critical later on. Chaver Malikosi Bushana, can they be involved in making a leap year? He said, Yikuni Shiva's Kenim, let there accompany me, he called for me, Shiva's the Kenim. Seven elders, Laliyah, to go up to the second, which means Smuchim. To go up to the second floor, they used to do all these things on the second floor, all these deliberations. What?
There was something about the
Aliyah. Yeah, they always just go up. I think the air was better than Aliyah. So, it was cooler, right. Minichnasu Shmoina, eight people came in. Omar said, who came in without permission, he should get out. Omar, this is brown mice in the Bavli as well. Omar Shmuel HaKotan, or Rav Shmuel HaKotan, who was invited, got up, and he said, Omar said, I need at least a Shlo B'Shus. I came without permission. Halacha Nitzucholi. I required, even though he never got smicha, so he was not, he was only a chaver. And I wanted to come in and ask about it. Now the truth is, he was called. And from this we deduce that chaverim do count for Ibur Shana. You don't have to have true smicha, because Shmuel Kodom was called, even though he didn't have true smicha. Because he was an honor, he didn't want to embarrass the guy who wasn't called, so therefore he actually presented himself as if he's the one who wasn't called. Amalur Nalia said, give me a break, Shmuel HaKotan. My elder made a chukoyso yoidim sheiloshtaim. Elder made a, the two guys who was misnabi b'machne, all of Am Yisrael knew that they were really supposed to go out. And that they were covering for the two guys. Remember, there's 72 people, six slots per tribe, right? And they were there, so the Meder were supposed to go out to Georgia and Sergio, but they didn't go in order to give honor to the people who drew blank lots, right? But everybody knew the Elder Meder were supposed to be the real ones who go out, right? My Elder Meder, Shagoyso Yerdim Shelu Eshtayim, Amarti Soto here, Amarti Shato Achamim. I know that I told you to come, and that somebody else is one of the guys who shouldn't have been here. But Afilu Kane, so therefore, really, they could have smoked the guy out, who the imposter was. But Afilu Kane, nevertheless, Loi Bruba Uyama. They left it for that time. They didn't actually go through the process of deciding to make an Ibur Shana that year. Why? Because there was one guy that wasn't supposed to be there. And from this we deduce halacha that you need to have Dafka Mizumanim, and Shmuel Katan averted the embarrassment of that individual, right? So they didn't actually be involved in that day. They start talking about other Torah matters. But Vrubi Yamidaspra saw on the following days when they completed the deliberations about making an Ibur Yor. Tani, we learned. Sanhedrin Shiro is a hoireg. If Sanhedrin, it's kind of often a tangent. Sanhedrin who saw somebody killed. East Tani, Tani, those who said, so all 23 members are sitting there, you know, and then they saw somebody killed, right? They're sitting there and they saw OJ kill Nicole, right? Each time that those who learn Shnaim Nasuadim, two men said they should become witnesses, who may have named Shnaim, they testify in front of the other 21. Each time that those who learn Kula made him, they're all witnesses, who may have named Shnaim, they have to appoint another court of 23 in front of whom they testify. And then the Padu Sherevizir said, Kishem Shechalukim Khan, this way it's wrong, but down here, just like there's a Machlokos here, Kachalukim made this, there's a Machlokos, and some of them saw the new moon, where they could testify in front of their friends, or they all become witnesses. Says the word Yakum Khad, the obvious question, let one get up, Yazim Khad while the other sitting. Yakum Khad, Yazim Khad, let them do like we do by our Torah and Dorn. One pops up, the other sit, one pops up, the other sit, and that way they'll be both aim at Dayanim. That's my no famous principle. Shani Ushain Aid Nasadayan, right? A witness can't become a judge. Now a Rabbeisai, it's possible that the person who witnesses the crime can become a judge. But once you are a witness in court, you can't become a judge. That's the pshat, right? That's why, even though there's a tzad to say that they could become dayanim despite the fact that they saw it, nevertheless, once they became witnesses in court, they can't deliberate properly, and therefore they're not proper judges anymore. Ravuna yadah sadeh l'charbanash. Ravuna knew testimony about a certain individual. Also, so this kid, this guy, he was mamish brazen. You got to give the guy credit for brazenness. A plus for brazenness. Boy maiden kume the kofar bay. He came to be judged in front of Rav Huna because he knew Rav Huna, that great Rav Huna. Even though he knows about this guy, that this guy's a liar, he has to judge the case fairly, right? So he can't. He figures he has Rav Huna trapped. Try to understand the case correctly. So he denied that whatever it was, right? He lied basically. So mao diyez of yaser aloch. I'm Rav Shor Rav Yitzchok, second line down, Rav Shor, and the wild lines are Rav Shor Rav Yitzchok. Begin that yoda, the Rav Huna Incha Rabba, says, Rav Shor Yitzchok said to this litigant, you low life. Cousin Rav Huna is a great man, and he's not going to, you know, hold it against you. I cover by you, denying the whole case. Mao the Ace of Israel, Kumi based in the Khorin. What about Rav Huna goes and goes to another court and testifies against you? There were two things you're going to gain by going for Rav Huna and denying it, but Rav Huna will go to another court and testify against you there. Says Rav Huna said, for sure it's a, if I think, can I do that? Am I allowed to go to another court and in that other court, testify against this person? Amalin? So he said, yes. Oh! Kivaldi, Vishor Ravuna Garmei Minahu Dina. Ravuna got her from sitting in that case. Vazo Asi Kume, based in Khorani, went to testify against this guy in another court. Very strange case, but that's what he actually did. In other words, instead of being a judge, he went to Akka and became a witness. So we say, Ainate Nasa Dayan, but Dayan can Nasa Aid. A judge can become a witness, right? He was a judge and became a witness.
It was a different case.
But it was the same litigants. He's not in his court,
right.
But he went to another court and became a witness. Okay, so let's go further. I am hot. Tanya Rishim Ben Chai says.
You might want to move.
Tanya Rishim Ben Chai says. Shimei Chai taught us the following brisa. The Bikidash of Shnasa Chamishim Sharon, to consecrate the 50th year, which of course is Yovel, Sharim Atom Makadish Velo Chadoshim. You consecrate years, Yovels, but you don't consecrate months. Says my way, how can you say it's Vatin and we learn it's explicit Mishra Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Basin I remember Kurdish, the head of the basin says it consecrates the new the month, right? Kiddush HaChodesh, right? Mam Kurdish knows. So Rabbi Yeshua Chai says when it says Makurdish by Chadashim, Mam Kurdish means Makuyim. It doesn't mean that we actually Makadish Chadashim, it means we sustain the month, but not that we consecrate it. Time learned the Kiddush HaKodesh, when you're dealing with Kiddush HaKodesh, Maschim Min HaGadol, it's not like a capital crime. So there, if you don't start from the smallest member of the Sanhedrin and have him express his viewpoint, you start from the biggest member. Because it's kind of a pro forma activity. Okay? Rechi Rado! This says Masniso. Rechi says the Bryce does this. Rosh Beitzin, Omar Mekudosh, the head of the Beitzin says Mekudosh, and sounds like even without deliberations. Tanya, however, we learned Libor should be, it's a typo, it should be Libor Ashana. The Pnei Moshe changes it. For the leap year, Maschim Natsar, that's like capital already. And therefore you have to start from the smallest member of the Sanhedrin. He has to express his opinion first. Okay, that's always true by capital crimes. So Libor Ashana is a much more weighty matter. Okay? Amrai Zidra said, Vahein Beso Dolara, the house from before, meaning the Nasi's house, Rab might be an upper house, but it means you know, the house of the Nasi, Lo Nagin Kain. They're not accustomed to do that. In other words, there the Nasi actually does voices of opinion first, even by Ibur Shonim. So as a verb, Lo Shmia, and they don't know the Nasi's house. The Marbuchi Bar Maria Rabuda Viyana Rabba Barachia. Shem Yochan never heard this Ibur Shonim Maschim Minagolo. That for the Ibur Chodesh Maschim Minagolo. That for making a leap month, meaning a 30-day month, we start from the Nasi Libur Shvam Noha Atah Libur Shara. However, for making a leap month, Maschim Atzad, you start from the lowest. If you find Nichnas Rabbi Yochanan, but now you should know, however, Rabbi Yochanan already came in once to the basement. The Kaddish Kulam days, and he was the smallest of the Talmidim, I guess, of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Amalei said, and more, you start, because you're the smallest of the Talmidim. Arei Hashanah Mekudesh Bibura. Now, what did they tell him to say? They said, say, the year is consecrated with its Ibur, with its Ibur. Amar, he didn't say, he said, Arei Hashanah Mekudesh, it should be Bibur, the Shai Dizrael, the Kaptar, apparel changer. Bibur, he didn't say the hay. Drop the hay from this line anymore. So they didn't say Bibura, they said Bibur. Why didn't he say with the hay? Amar, Rabbi Yehudah said, look at this language which we were taught by the blacksmith's son. Rabbi Yochanan was the blacksmith's son. Okay? Ilomar Biburo, wait to say the year was consecrated with its Ibur. Haisim would have said, Elu Acharasu Yom Shachamo Devas Levana, would have said, tack 11 days on to the year, because how long is a lunar year? 354. Bibura, we would have misinterpreted to mean tack on 11 days. When you say Bibur, it's translated not as its shortcoming, but rather as a standard measure. What's the standard measure then? We said Ibur, and we know he meant 30 days. Because the halacha is, of course, you only had whole months in order to make a leap year. Okay? So that's what it says. Ella Bibur again, without the hay. So Sifalach Acham Shloshim Yom, they add on that extra month. Rabbi Yaakov Barach, Rabbi Yossi Bereshim, Rabbi Yochanan said, Libur, in terms of making a leap year, Hochin Achar Minui, we go after Smicha. In other words, the procession and the invitation goes after who's appointed for this specific task. Whereas Lebeis Avad, in terms of speaking the Beis Medrash, not in terms of Yibur Shonim, in terms of learning. So then, Hochin Acharego, we go after who has the bigger mouth. Meaning, whoever speaks the most speaks first. Okay? So one has to do with appointment, the other has to do with who customary. However, it should be regardless, I don't know, it's a strange language, strange parameters we're given here. Vu should be Sheyehei Kol Echo Medabrim Kremo. Everybody has the chance to speak with Chosim and complete a sentence statement. Kigam, where we have a string of people going in proper order. Kigam, such as Rabbi China, Pasa, Rabbi China spoke first. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Chosmin, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish came after them. Rabbi Bo Bar Zavdi, because that's seniority. Rabbi Bo Bar Zavdi, Pasa, he spoke first. Rabbi Yassi Chosmin, they would speak after them. Rabbi Chagai Pasach, he spoke first. Rabbi Yair and Rabbi Yosef and David said they spoke afterwards. Rav Kana Imne Kumi Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Rav Kana was appointed in front of Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. This is appointed for, obviously, for the point of purpose of serving on a basin of Yibur Shana. Right? Nevertheless, even though he was appointed first, Vol Rabbi Yaakov Baracha Kamei, it should be Minei. Yaakov Baracha went in front of it. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha said you go in order of appointment in entering the Beis Medrash. Yet Rabbi Yaakov Baracha himself entered the Beis Medrash before Rav Kana. Achutzpe, right? Hypocritical, right? Says Amar Amai said, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha said about him, Achen, indeed, Mocha de Shmaitza, the master of the Sugya, lo mekayim lo. Hypocrite. We actually had that once before. before. Someone in the Yerushalmi, such a complaint. I don't remember what. But anyway, I think the pshat is like this. So what did Rabbi Yaakov Racha do it for? What happened to etiquette, if nothing else? So I think the pshat must be that Rabbi Yaakov was taka somuch. Rav Kahana was not a somuch. So Rabbi Yaakov Racha would say, yes, it goes by an order of appointment, but that's the only way you don't have real smicha. But since I have real smicha, I go before you. Okay? That's what I would say. Okay. Says Rabbi Chiya Bar Avoh, interesting Gemara. We're kind of off on the tangent. Rabbi Chiya Bar Avoh, have a coin. It's not Rabbi Chiya the Great, different Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya Bar Avoh, have a coin, coin matzu, standing in Davin. Oh, Rav Kana came in, the Kamle Choran stood behind him, matzli. He davin behind him. Now, the halacha is if you finish matzli and the guy is davening behind you, you're not really supposed to take three steps back. There are all sorts of loopholes, right? Right, but theoretically, that's supposed to take three steps back until he finishes Shmona Esrei. Okay, you know that halacha? No? Some is in Shmona Esrei in front of back in back of you. You're not allowed to take three steps back until he finishes. Yeah, did I say it the other way around?
No,
okay. Okay, so name it. Okay, so came in the Chasar. So Rav Kana. So Rav Chasar Reb Chiya. For Chia finished his davening, Chasal Seed or Pesach, and he finished his davening. But he stood there. He remained there. Being little in Avakum in order not to go in front of Reb Kana. Show Reb Kana, Marek Mitzlusis, Reb Kana davening, long davening. Became in the Chasal, once he finished, Omar, so he said, so Chia Barbo said to Reb Kana, he made a nasty comment. He said, Kenatu, Navdene Nagin, it's this year meeting of Mibova, Lutsu Reb Chol to cause Reb Aim anguish. In other words, to plant yourself behind me and dive in a long Shmona Esrei, right? It's annoying. Right? Amalei said, please don't be annoyed. He said, Rebbe, honorary base Eli Kosin, I'm from the house of Eli. The Chsevu, it says, Yimiskap Ravon base Eli Bezevach Mincha. If the Averis from the house of Eli will be atoned for by Korbonos, it doesn't work. Zevach Mincha Yimiskap, so they dashna. Zevach Mincha doesn't work. Ava Miskap Ravon, but Davni works. So, I have to daven long Shmona Esrei because I have to daven for myself. So that case, Rechia Bar Avoh said, "Oh, that's the case." But Tzali Love it. Rechia Bar Avoh himself daven for Rav Kana. The Zocha, and since Rechia Bar Avoh and Rav Kana himself daven for himself, Zocha makes of he merited old age. At the Avdin Tufrin Sumkin, so until his fingernails became red, Kadot the Kako like the young babies. And I guess when you get older, your fingernails become red again. Got it. After a minute. Okay. Reish Lakish Akhmun Chad Sa'ab Ibor. Reish Lakish, he was, when they were going up for Ibor Shona, so a certain individual, a certain old man went in front of him. This old man, but he was not supposed to go up. He wasn't in Talmud Chacham. Okay? That happens. So, they kicked him out the door. Yeah. They kicked the old man out the door. So it says, so there I got the bouncer there. Amar, so Reish Lakish said, "Can Yebeschon?" That's what he should receive as his reward in that he went in, even though he wasn't supposed to. Especially went in front of me, right? He shouldn't have gone in. Says Amar, I understand. Veloshamad the Mar Rabbi Crispedo, Crispedo. Rabbi Yochan didn't hear that, which Rabbi Crispedo said, "Name Rabbi Yochan." My city was the Shana B'Shlosh Rebok. You could lose three cattle drivers, three cowboys to be Ma'abir of the year. How do you lose three cowboys? What he do is, my city is also the Bavli. Chadam, there are three cowboys sitting and talking. One saying, "You know what defines Ador as opposed to Shvat? Bus haste Ador. Right? Ador is the month before spring, right? In Chicago, Ador is the depths of winter, but ideally speaking, Ador is a month before spring. So what defines Ador?" So he says, Ador is defined as a Bachir V'Lakish Ba'Ador Menitz. The first crop and the last crop, which the Nehemar says one is wheat and one is barley, they both bud in Ador. If they're not budding, the grove, the produce and the grain, it's not Ador. Chara once said, Tor, an ox, ba'ador, in ador, it should say ba'adre, and it's early in the morning with its herd, yamus, it'll die from cold. Ach mashre, it's going to try and rub its skin off, because it's so hot. So it's got to be an ador, the mornings are cold, but the days are hot. The Chanamar once said, kodum ba'ador, the east wind, which is the coldest wind, strongest wind, in Adar, pach beloach, you should be able to blow with your own mouth, yapi kivle, and push away the wind, because the wind is already diminished from its height of strength during the winter. Now, all these three guys said, the three cowboys said, "V'nan chami and the other in shaita." We look at others here. V'leis bechad minhon. It doesn't have any of these signs. V'ibra shana p'im and the ma'abir shana, based on these three cowboys giving signs that it wasn't really other. So we see cowboys are good enough. What about the old guy, which was Rishonah said about? Rabbi Chava said, I understand. First of all. Rish Lakish didn't know, it wasn't a question. Rish Lakish didn't know that which the dialogue is that three cowboys can do it. So that's why he was upset about the old man. It's a statement. Now, says more, we're going to take this over ourselves. Says the Gemara, Amrei Chavo, Basin, he's giving more. Why would the Basin agree with three cowboys? Come on. What kind of basin is this? So says Mar, besides that, the truth is it's not just the cowboy issue. It may not be the cowboy issue at all. If you want to make a leap year, everybody has to agree to the catalyst of the leap year. And here they all give three different reasons. So he's not asking on the cowboys. Cowboys might be okay, but the question is three different reasons. Says Mar, no. We came to Elam, Modin, Elaine, Bilan, Elaine. They all agree. It's not Adar yet. It's all the same reason. They're all three manifestations of the same reason. It's not Adar. So it's as if they all agree together on it, and therefore you push up Adar. Rabbi said, last year I was in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, right? So we tried to convince the in-laws this year. It didn't work for some reason. Well, last night I saw Pesach. So Adar in Eretz Yisrael, I mean, it's not Adar. It's really early Nisan, but it's Taka spring. Right. It's spring. You really? It's an exaggeration. The Shkediah is not Parachat until Bishvat. Right? What? Yeah, you.
Yes.
And during the day, he's right. No, during the day.
Yeah. No, now I'm talking about this year.
It's a warm spring.
Yeah.
But Purim, sometimes it snows. Yeah, it does sometimes snow. It's true. But it's possible also to be in the 60s and 70s of Purim time. But Lemaisa, but Yerushalayim is cold. But Lemaisa, when you drove, it's an amazing thing. When you drove in the Shvelah, you smell the orange groves already. Already have this distinctive and very, very nice smell. Chicago, there are other smells. Anyway, as I was driving here today, I smelled skunk. Springtime in Chicago. Okay. Says tomorrow. So, Rish Lakish Makbid al Adar Milsa. Well, Rish Lakish Makbid has COVID. He's not going to go up first to. It's an interesting question. Now, he cares. They don't call him. Or the other guy goes in front of them. What's the big deal? Says tomorrow, not for his own COVID. Choshesh Mad Rabbi Lazar. He's afraid of a certain klal of the Rabbi Lazar inferred from a pasuk. In the Vim Achronim, of course, so we don't know, have no clue what the pasuk actually means. It says, so therefore, we'll just read the way it says it here. Voisayodi yedanev in the Vim Achroim Shabbosoda me, lo you. These false prophets, they're not going to be anymore. Lo you means they'll be excluded from making leap years. Uksabe so lo yikosu, they won't be written into the writings. They won't get smicha. They won't come to the land of Israel, so Eretz Yisrael. So three clothes here. Be excluded from Ibr Shona, be not get smicha, and not to come to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Lezer came there, so Omri said, I got out of one curse, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. Kaminunua, when he was appointed to got smicha, Omar Hagabai Torah, I got out two or three clothes. Karoli Bua, when he got it for to become one of the Ibar Shana guys, Amri said, Hogabait Los. So I was zeichet to all three Madrigas. Okay? I bought all three of these curses. Rabbi Zavdim Shem Rafta said, time of the Rabbi Lezer. The reason of Rabbi Lezer Ben Tzadok, now Rabbi Lezer Ben Tzadok does not appear here. But he says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah that if you, they, what we said before, if they wear Mekadosh on the 30th day, it's Mekadosh on its own on the 31st day. Right? They only say Mekadosh and Mekadosh if they consciously Mekadosh Chodoshim on the 30th day after 29-day month, after Kadosh Chodesh on the 31st day after 30-day month. So why is that? Why don't they do it on the 31st day? Because when the Beis Shemayim sees the Beis below is Mekadosh, they also consecrated. But if they, on the 30th and 31st day, they're automatically going to consecrate it even without Beis saying anything below. So therefore, the Beis below doesn't have to say anything. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, now here's this fascinating historical gemara, and the truth is, I saw it in the couple of Achronim bring down that the Doros Rishonim, which is Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi, one of the Frum historians, speaks a great deal about this gemara. So I don't know that much about the history aspect of it, but I will tell you what Shari Teres Yitzchak brings down. Says the gemara, they made a big deal about it. They were coming to make the Ibur Shana in the time of Rebbe and Lud. So 24 carriage loads of Talmidim came to be involved in this. And what happens very similar to Maisa Rebbe Kiva, Ayin Hora entered them, Umesukul and Perakacha, they all died at the same time. We also saw at that time they took it aside to move the convention. Now, this is the Ibur Shana convention. They moved it. They took it out of Yehuda and put it in the Galilee instead. Let the Galileans die, right? So it says, they also wanted to uproot Kiddush HaChodesh and do Kiddush HaChodesh only in the north. And Kiddush HaChodesh is called Siman because they used to give a siman for Kiddush HaChodesh when they used to make Kiddush HaChodesh. Remember what the siman is? Very good. Right. So that was the sign. Right. Very good. Says Rabbi Simon said, "Ein anu menichim Yehuda afilu zecher. How can you possibly not leave in Yehuda even a commemoration? In other words, you got to leave something in Yehuda. It doesn't possibly move everything to the Galil. So therefore, they left Kiddush HaChodesh in Yehuda. Says Mar, wait a minute. If I remember too, Shokitcha should have been Baalas. Terakash Hashanah in Baalas, and Baalas is not in Yehuda. I guess before they moved to Galil. So how can you say they always said in the Galil, in the Yehuda? It says Marata Baalas, even Yehuda Zinidan, there are two Baalases. It says literally this means Baalas, sometimes Yehuda, sometimes Dan, but it really means there are two cities named Baalas. One is in Dan, and that's Taka, not the one with the Kiddush Chodesh, the other one is in Yehuda, that's the one with the Kiddush Chodesh. Altakal, this is a quote from Pesukim in Yoshua, which is because the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Altakal, Begavton, Baalas, Hare, and Yehuda, those are the three which are in Yehuda, including that Baalas. Baalas, Ve'im, Ve'etzem, Hare, Midon, those which are in Don, including that Baalas. Says, Marwain, and Medev, Hare, Matir, Shekitzel, Zerashona, Be'ba'allah, and Ba'allah is in Don, right? So, Akadem, Makarach, Shon, and Ba'allah. It was a split city. The houses belonged to Yehuda and the fields belonged to Dan. So they did it in the houses, probably the second floor of the houses. Rabbi Yehuda Baikur, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yehaz, Rabbi Zera, the Lud, Lab, Yehuda. Why did they do it in Lud? Lud is a big city. I guess after the Chulban of Yerushalayim. And they used to do it in a place called Ein Tav, the Shari Third Sword brings it down. So instead of doing Ein Tav, which is a small town, obviously, we'll do it in Yerushalayim because Yerushalayim was destroyed, but at least do it in Lud. Lud was a big city, right? They have an airport there. They can fly all over the world and tell them Kiddush HaChodesh, right? So why are they doing it in Lud? So it says, Mara, he says, pardon you, though. Why did they do it there? I'll tell you why. Because, Armalei Minishain, Gasi Ruach Umiyute Torah. People live in Lud are haughty and they don't know much Torah. So Lud doesn't deserve. What?
It's kind of a rundown town.
Okay. Gassi Ruach.
People in the airport.
Okay. That's what I don't do in Chicago. Okay. can't do chutzlars anyway. Says Gemara, it's not true. Now, he turned around. Imagine I said that about Chicago, right? He turned around, as he was saying this, in Lut, the Gassi Ruch, Mutti Torah, up in Chapoy, he turned around, whoops, the Chamesa, Rabbi Achav, Rabbi Yudah Bar Posi, who were from Lut. After he just made the shtuch on Lut. So he said, right, from the opposite. So he said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, I'atah! It says you're Ita, but the Shmashbir changes it to Ator. You are Varitani Nevazar about it. You compelled me to embarrass these rabbis. You asked me a question and I answered it honestly. It's your fault. All right. Says my Shlosha Sari Simari Marbisashona. For three reasons you had a leap month. Our Aviv spring is not yet come when it's supposed to. Actually, Aviv is not spring. Rather means the grain is not yet ripened sufficiently. And Vaut Kufa and spring, which has not yet come, but Persil and the fruit of the tree, which has not yet ripened yet. If you have two of these issues, you make a leap year. One does not suffice. The Hebrew, if they made a leap year without on only one of these issues, but you have a reason to move it works. If one of the reasons is that the grain is not sufficiently mature yet, how you make and everybody would be happy. Why? Because obviously, if the grain is mature and they make leap year anyway, everybody's upset because they serve chodesh. Makes sense for another month, right? But like this, if the grain's not ready anyway, so they're fine with that because anyway they couldn't harvest it for another month. Okay? Says the Mare. Says also happy when one of the reasons is spring because obviously if it's still cold outside they don't need it to be either they can let it be shvat. On three lands you also take into account the situation in three separate lands. On Judah, Golia, on the other side of the Jordan River. Ashtayim, two of them at the promised site above, Marvin, making leap year. Vahachasay Marvin, and when he don't make a leap year. Vivu, if they did it, animal bearers. One is not sufficient under any circumstances. Also, Lovin Natsina, just because it's cold, it's not a reason to make a leap year. Lovin Natsina, just because it's rain, it's not a reason to make a leap year. Vivu, if they made a leap year on the basis of that, animal bearers doesn't work. Furthermore, Marvin don't make a leap year, Lovin Natsina, not because the goats are young and not enough for Korn Pesach, not old enough. Not because the birds are young and need more for kinim, for the birds which are required by women Korn Pesach. Not because it's another type of goat which is not ready yet. That's not a reason to make a leap year. However, they all mentioned as a supporting reason for making a leap year. The Mivrua and B'dievet, if they use these reasons, Mubaris, it does work as well. Now, is there enough and not enough animals for Korbanos, etc.? Rabbi Yonai, now this argues, Rabbi Yonai, Meshurim Gamliel, Rabbi Yonai said, name Rabbi Gamliel, Sharam used to say, Imrai Rakichin, if the sheep were young, because Laya Kichin and the birds were young, that was enough. He used to write on the basis of that, the Shaper Ba'apoy was found favor in my eyes of Apri Chavrai and favor in my friend's eyes, most for shot to Douglas and Yardman. He would add a year, 30 days, for the reason that the Adam Korbanos were young. Tani, we learned, Rabbina said, my Sagamilas came, my son of the Gamil Yelis. Shayeshagabi, my little Arabites are sitting on a ledge in Arabites. Yochanan, Sefer Allah, Yochanan, their scribe, Yeshav name is saying before them. Gamil said, Ksoiv, Lachonah b'nei d'Roimai law, write to our brethren in the upper south, Lachonah b'nei d'Roimai Araya, and in the lower south, Shamchon Yaskei, may you have much peace. Vodarecho, we are notifying you, the Matas Mambir, the time for Biuretzka, meaning the 36th year, Lafuki Masraya, to take out all the tithes which have been gathering for the past 3 years, Meomishi Ba'alaya, from the grain and from whatever else you have to bring. Vachonah b'nei Galil, write to Elah b'nei Galil Araya, write also people in Galil. Upper and lower. Sham choni azge. Modar el chon. Same thing. The matas man biura. Tapku maasra. Take the maizes. He hear not from grain. Matoni zeisai. But from the olive oil stores. Because they used to have a lot of olive oil in the Galil. Lachona b'nei galusa, the b'nei Bavel, b'nei galusa, the Madai, b'nei galusa, the Yovan, right to the Babylonian, the Median, and the Greek galuyos. Ushaka galvasa, the Yisrael, and all the other galuyos. Sham choni hazgeme yamach peace. Modar lachona, here's where he told them about the leap year. The guys close by, they will find out leap year's brother means. But the guys far away, he told them, let them know by letter. The Imraya rechichin, the sheep are small. Gazai the kikin, and the birds are young. Zimna daviva lomato, and in this case he also told them the grain is still not mature, which seems that he did use this reason as well. Lomato, but it still was only one of the reasons. The other second reason was the reason of the korbanos, which before the Gemara said you don't use, but here we did use. Ushvar milso ba papai va pei chavrai mosva shatadein plus enjoyment, and they added to the year 30 days. And we will stop here for this evening.
So this was while facing
the church. Oh, absolutely, yeah, of course.
Because
okay,
he was on Harabaya.
It's Harabaya, sure. Right, this is the old Rabbi Gamliel, not the Rabbi Gamliel who's the Chavar Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi, this is the old one, his grandfather.